AF Mobile.
KO4 PXB Mobile toward Simpsonville.
CEF, how you doing this afternoon or evening or, yeah, I guess it's evening.
Well, you must have had a rough day. Not even sure what time of the day it is.
Take the back road, 85 North, apparently back up.
Right in Highway 101.
It backed up a long way because I just passed by the, pretty much where it's backed up at. So lucky for me that I'm going southbound into Greenville.
Your days that I hate having to go northbound, but at least it's not all the time.
Then we probably passed by each other because I'm on 85 just now getting off on the one exit before Highway 14.
He turned the CB on and actually heard them talking, so I saw that the interstate was backed up. A lot of times I don't see it until I make the entrance ramp, so at least I get to go the back way and hopefully avoid some of it.
For PXB, what's your end location that you're trying to get to?
Spartanburg. I live up in, so I got a couple different ways I know how to get home, so 85's backed up. I'll pick one of them.
Get to that point like that, just go down straight down Highway 14, it connects into 29, and go into Inman that way.
I work at BMW, so you can hit, basically come in the back way on 292, and I usually just take that straight home, and it'll take me all the way through Inman, just about all the way home.
And it's always makes it a lot better day when you don't have to fight with a lot of traffic and especially for a long period of time, trying to get home.
It makes it so bad is 85 is notorious for getting backed up, and I still do not have a habit of checking traffic before I get on the road. And like I said, sometimes I just realize it's a little too late. Today I just got lucky.
Keep my Garmin powered up in my truck that it connects to the satellite, and it will tell you when there's traffic ahead, even if it's in the destination mode.
Bad idea. I hadn't really considered that. Usually, as soon as I get in the truck, I turn the APRS droid on, and I don't really turn a lot else on, but that's not a bad idea at all.
But I just go from Highway 14, 85, so pretty much don't need any directions for that. But like I said, it definitely does help out with the knowing where stalled traffic or car accidents are.
Usually when I drive my wife's car, it'll have the GPS in it, so I kind of know then, but most of the time I like to drive my truck, so, and it doesn't have all that. So it's actually not a bad idea to find a aftermarket GPS receiver and use that.
Garmin's definitely the older Garmin that I use. I guess I'm not sure how they get the report. Maybe somebody else calls in or sends kind of somewhere to report on the Garmin website. But it'll even tell you when there's a police patrol in that area running radar.
And I wonder how they get that information, because, you know, Google Maps, something like that, you get, because they got so many different users that are using it. But it is curious how something like that doesn't have a, you know, cell service or anything like that gets a report of traffic ahead, or like you said, police or something like that.
The only thing I can figure is the Garmin has some means of communication with the satellite, because it's got to know your distance and where you're at to give alternate routes. So if they get a report of a speed trap or something like that, that's reported to their, I guess, the paying customers that they posted on their website through a push.
Possible. I never really put much thought to it. Work, or are you out and about just running errands?
Played on my way to the house from working.
Looks like we might get some storms this evening now.
Yes, KO4 PXB. We definitely need the rain, because I just put in some tomato plants and I took the trees out from my covered porch area, because now that it's the temperature staying about 40 degrees at night. And I need to definitely water them up.
My garden's been on a timer. It goes off every, I think it's about every 6 hours. It's about time to turn it back. And, but yeah, it'd be nice for it to actually get some real rain.
My wife got a, like a 4x7 garden box. And so I put that up, and I got some, the black cow put in there, and then some garden soil. And when I looked on this box, it actually recommends that any kind of old sticks or lumber that you have, not lumber, but wood, you put in there in the bottom and let it, you know, decompose and put the soil on top of it. And the plants will use that as a natural, you know, fertilizer and compost. So I'm seeing how that's doing, gonna do.
Bad idea. I mean, I can see the logic in that. Plus, it probably helped with drainage a little bit too. I mean, I think at least until they got where they weren't, you know, whole pieces of wood anymore. But it doesn't sound like a bad idea. Shoot, I still hit the traffic on 85. Oh, well, but, yeah, that's not bad at all. I just tilled mine up, but it looks like I got other stuff growing in it. I'm going to have to pick all that out, so we'll see.
HOA, I can't till the ground up. I'm truly not supposed to have a garden box either for some odd reason, because it's not like they can see it. I've got a 6-foot fence around my yard, so it's not like anybody can see it or it's going to bother them.
I wonder why they won't let you have like a small raised garden or something. I mean, I can see if you let it go wild, but if it was just a garden, I don't know. But I guess every HOA is different. That's one reason why when I bought my house, I made sure I didn't have one. But, you know, that comes with its downsides as well. People kind of do what they want unless it's against the deed restrictions. KO4CEF.
The HOA sent out a little letter explaining why, because I guess they had a lot of people asking that same question. They said because the vegetables that people grow brings rodents and then in turn brings snakes. So they're just saying if you don't do it, then there's less likelihood that that will occur.
Logic in that. I guess you can't really disagree with it.
I have found a way to actually get around of not having or being able to have a ham radio on my house. I'm going to test it out using my satellite dish that was there from a long time ago that I saw on YouTube of how to use that satellite dish as a ham radio antenna. So I'm going to try that out. But of course, definitely when I do that, I've got to, you know, definitely get the radio, the signal analyzer to make sure I'm not just going overboard and going to burn my unit up.
Interesting right there. I never thought of that. Is it just 2 meters and 70 centimeters set up? I'm trying to imagine how it would work.
Comment. It's the SWAT antenna that he's talking about. I've been looking at it myself.
SWAT antenna?
SWAT. It's 2 meter, 440, and it depends on how you cut the U in it.
Nice one. I'm going to have to look that up just to see what that is.
I cut you off now.
For PXP, pretty much what they were mentioning, that in that setup on that, like I said, you'll need the diplexer to where it takes the UHF and VHF and pretty much brings it into one cable so you can connect it into your radio.
With a dish shape, does it give it any directionality or does it stay pretty omnidirectional?
Yeah, with the, I guess pretty much you can turn it on your roof any way you need it to, but once you get it stationary in that direction, then you're just pretty much at the mercy of how that signal's received by the dish.
I just got to Google. I'm going to have to look it up now because I'm just going to be curious how it works. Not that I need to do it, but definitely like to see how that works.
Check out. I've got one more stop here to finish up. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear for now. 73.
I got a brief question for you. KO4HKX, KO4PXB.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
Berg at a like a place that does transmissions and repair place in Spartanburg probably about 30 or 40 minutes ago?
No, sir. That was not me. That was either Jacob or Casey.
Because I saw the Mako truck, I'm going, that would be such an odd occurrence to see pass by your truck.
Pull over that far. I stopped basically right there where your the VFW? I don't go much further than that down Wade Hampton.
I know what you're talking about, my Masonic Lodge.
Sorry, I couldn't remember which one it was.
I knew what you were talking about. So, Patrick, I'll definitely let you get back to what you were doing so we don't hold you up.
Again, guys, and Andrew, I don't know if you know, but there's a wreck on 85, so be careful out there. KO4HKX, clear.
M3 Patrick.
4PXB, going back with the slot antenna, when the guy's putting the whole, he's showing you pretty much how to do it on YouTube, the only thing that I really don't see, if he actually puts any wire in the slots that he cuts, or is, besides using the little thing that he actually solders and crimps to the side of the, and mounts it to the slot there, so that's the only kind of part that I might have to rewatch again and get a clarification if he's actually putting any wire in those slots or just letting that slot be the receiving station and the wire picks it up from there.
I mean, I can't really wrap my brain around how it would work. I'm sure there's some principle or something in there that I don't understand, but it definitely seems weird, so my curiosity is going to get the better of me. Once I get home, I'm going to have to figure it out.
For PXP. Yeah, the guy does a great job on explaining how to do it, and he's saying that you can adjust your slots to, he goes through the whole process of determining how long the slots need to be by the frequency and that whole mathematical formula. So it's definitely pretty interesting. Like I said, the only thing they really don't show, and definitely bad to assume something, that they're actually not using a wire in the slots that he cuts.
Know that before you got started on it. Hate to spend time up on the roof and it not do you any good.
First thing I'm going to do is actually just, because you can buy those antennas pretty much anywhere for like $10 now that people pretty much have taken them off their house, and I'm going to experiment with that one first and then do it up on the one that's on top of the house, so that way I'm not messing up anything on the house. We don't use that antenna anyway because we're not using satellite dish for our cable anymore, so it's really not going to matter. I just definitely be able to rather work on it on the ground than up on the roof.
To be able to go to the landfill, I don't know. They might frown on you taking something away, but I know whenever we got rid of our one or two satellite dishes, you get one every time they come out. I think I ended up taking them to the landfill and just putting them with all the metal recycling stuff. So that might be an idea, but still, if it's $10, I don't know that it's saving you a whole lot.
I don't think the landfill will actually let you take anything off-site once it's taken there.
You're probably right. I don't mean people probably don't do it, but it's probably something they frown on. You would think you're recycling it. I don't know. But yeah, I think they kind of frown on that, unfortunately.
Their idea, because I work for Spartanburg County, I know the Welford landfill, there's a big old sign that says once you actually drop it off in that landfill area or even in the recycling center, it becomes a property of the county, so no one can take it back off-site again.
Because if you go to like little small towns and stuff, I know I go visit relatives in Union whenever I was a kid. If you went to one of the little dump stations, there'd be stuff all piled outside of it, people, bicycles, and you'd have people going through it and deciding whether they want it for themselves or not.
Obviously, definitely a rural area. There's really, it may not have been regulated very well, or they just didn't really care.
Probably less regulated, because they can go to the ones around Spartanburg and they got somebody working there. They'll just about take your head off if you try to throw the wrong thing in the wrong bin.
Truth, because we've had it before where people that have actually had stuff thrown away from their house, because a husband actually stored a lot of money in a mattress, and while he was out of town, his wife went through and did spring cleaning and threw that mattress out, and she had to take pictures of it and actually have all kind of documented proof and documentation from the courts that she could actually go out there and retrieve that mattress. So what they did, she contacted them ahead of time, and so they pulled that trash where it was from in an area until that could be settled, so that all that money wasn't wasted or gone.
Let's come home and realize your mattress is gone. Oh man, I bet that was an experience.
It would definitely take a lot of love not to say, go through the divorce word of going, you did what?
That would definitely be rough. I don't know. I don't understand people wanting to do, you know, keep money and mattresses and stuff anyway. I know there's people that do it. But, yeah, that would definitely be a shock when you got home and realized your mattress is gone.
For PXB, when my aunt died and they just lived in Birmingham, Alabama, she grew up in the Depression. So we were going through some of the books that was on her bookshelf, and we had like $100 fall out one of the books. So what we did is after that, we went through and pretty much flipped through every book and page, and she had $13,011 stored in all those books. And obviously she had forgot about it, and so we used that as the burial for her, and the rest of it we just donated into a charity in her name.
That's crazy, but I know there's a lot of stuff that come out of the Depression where people just change the way they did stuff. I know growing up when my mom made sweet tea, she'd always put baking soda in it. You know, once I got old enough to realize it, I'm like, what are you doing? I don't understand why you do that. Why don't you just, you know, boil the tea bag? And she was like, well, that basically back in the Depression, people would add, you know, a little pinch of baking soda to it to make it stronger. And we didn't have to use so much tea. And I'm just like, that's just crazy to think about. But, you know, back then, when that happened, to think how much people had to do to try to get day to day and make stuff last longer.
I can remember my mother's putting a coffee can up on the stove, and she'd pour chicken grease and stuff inside of it and just let it congeal and use it whenever she needed to the next time. All right, I'm going to have to say 73 for a few minutes. I got to go inside and pick up the baby from daycare. I'll probably be back in like 5 minutes or so. KO4 PXB.
I might be around. If so, I'll holler back at you. KO4 CEF, and I'll be standing by for a little bit longer.
CLX Mobile.
CLX, this is KO4 CEF. How you doing today?
Oh.
Not bad. I'm almost home. I got about another mile or two to go, and then I'll be pulling in the driveway.
I got 30 miles.
That trip's still left ahead of you then, don't you?
Yeah. Gets a little bit of decompression time.
All too well. That's usually why I get on the radio and talk. And some days, you know, you either don't turn it on or might listen to the regular radio, FM radio. And then there's days where you just turn everything off and just take a drive home.
Went to the dentist yesterday and need yet another crown for the tooth exactly opposite the one that busted in half and had to be extracted in November. So he said, I'm going to pick you for a guard because it looks like you're grinding your teeth. I said, yep.
Ain't cheap, are they? Cramp.
You know, I've got to get a an implant to take the place of the tooth that got pulled. I thought crowns were expensive, so now I'm realizing, no, and the guard's about as expensive, but if it's going to keep me from getting more of these things, it's worth it.
Yeah, I can see that. Shoot, the only thing I've had to get done was have my wisdom teeth pulled out and just like an impacted tooth, but I hadn't had to do anything major yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's coming before long.
Yeah, I'm getting old, I guess. I've kept my teeth this long, I might as well keep them some time longer, but I just don't want to become the million-dollar mouth man. Seems like it's going that way, though. Well, what are you going to do?
So, unfortunately, I mean, you need them, or else you're going to have to gum your steak whenever you eat it, and that ain't the way to go, so I guess you got to spend the money on the teeth after all. No, it ain't cheap. That's the downside to it. KO4CF.
46CLX. Yeah, well, I made it this far. If I can keep them another 21 years, I'll beat my dad.
I got a goal set up. You just got to make it there. Going bald, I'm like, well, if I make it past 21, I'll at least have more hair than my dad did at this time.
I've beat him there. Definitely have. But, whatever. It's just part of the life. The cycle here.
Michelin, the older I get, the more I don't like it, but... Alright, well, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. I'm going to get on out here and see what the wife and kids are up to. So, be safe on the rest of your trip home and enjoy your decompression time. And hope we'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you're fine.
Alright, have a good evening. Enjoy the family and the family time, and I'll decompress. KO4CEF, N6CLX, I'll just monitor away.
4CEF, KO4PXP, and the other station that was also mobile.
KLX, Mike here.
Mike, how was your day?
Okay. Trying to get some things done at work, at home. Got loaded down by the boss who's leaving the office for a week or so. He likes to give me to-dos. So, I think I'll be busy.
See, funny how it works that way, because you work pretty much 8 to 10 hours a day, and then you get home and have honeydews. That pretty much takes the rest of your day.
My wife's into this making lists thing, and it helps her. It just makes me regret looking at the list.
I've texted me the list. I'm going, when one day I pretty much mentioned to her when I saw the text item list, it already had 20 things on it, and I'm like, you got to give me time to get home and be able to do some of this stuff instead of making 20 items that you want done in one day.
Yep. One of my favorite things is I'll start a project that she's been hounding about, and I'll start it. And the very first question is, how long is it going to take?
Definitely the questions that they ask all the time are going, even, I'm a server manager for Spartanburg County Government, and when something goes wrong with a server, you know, pretty much everyone asks, you know, when will it be fixed? Is it fixed? So that's pretty much the same idea when, you know, the honeydews that you got going on are projects that they pretty much want to know when that'll be fixed at that point in time.
Where nowadays I can fix a lot of stuff, but I hate it because take the cover off, and that's when you get into it, and that's when you figure out just how bad it is.
It's KO4PXB. Like yesterday, I had to put the new air filter and change the housing for the air filter system, because the one that was originally on it only had one latch at the top, but the Kohler doesn't make that anymore, so they sent you a new kit with the back part of the breather assembly for the air filter, so you had to take all that part off, put the new one on, and go that route.
One of those half-hour jobs that takes all day.
It took about an hour, and even and the day before that, some zealous kids that were helping me move some bark around broke the tailgate of my truck. It's only a 2009 Silverado. I'm not sure why it broke, but the it would not let the door down. So I ordered one from the parts, and I got it, and the latch system worked one time. So I had to take that all back off and combine the parts so the one that didn't work was the one that did. So I got to at least now my tailgate lets down.
Sounds like they found the flaw and they improved on it.
At least that didn't take me too long to fix. It just definitely helps out not having to lift really something heavy up over the tailgate. That way you just definitely put it down and go from there.
Well, I looked into our file server after talking to you several times, just what worked. Figured out that it's actually got a gigabyte switch on it, so figured out something. Our phone system that the computers were hooked through, the phones are only max 100 megs, so bypass them. Now I get my computer nice.
Our work is, so that's why we had a separate phone jack put in and a separate switch where the computers were not limited to down to 100 meg when they got a full gig of NIC in them.
That's what I did. I set up to a gig, so put RAM in the desktop for the secretary. Took her from 4 gigs to 16. Amazing what a little bit of memory will do.
True. Another thing you probably want to check is the size of that page file, because a lot of times it's not set to what's, you know, optimal. It's just set to the probably just the very minimum. But if you go in there and mess with that page file, it works through the caching system for the memory. The processes that you're trying to do will definitely go a lot faster.
Talking about the page file on the file server?
Correct. Even the page file that's on the local PCs, where it can cache more information than what's allotted by the system.
That's one thing in Windows 10, they've kind of hidden it. It's not like the old Windows 95. It's in there. I just got to Google it and figure out how to go in there and fiddle with it.
KO4PXB. When you see all your drive letters, just right click on the one for the, it says C drive, and go down to properties, and you'll see it from there.
I didn't know it was in the properties of the hard drive. N6C LX variety.
All right, this is KO4PXB. I'm now in my driveway, so I'll say 73 till I talk with you again.
N6C LX. Still monitoring.
04 HKX mobile.
CLX, sort of mobile.
You must be sitting on the parking lot at 85.
Really, I don't get it. The 14 exit, it's an exit only. So, we're exiting. Why does it have to stop?
I haven't talked to you in a few weeks.
Not out. Got sick as a dog last week, week before last. Turned out to be COVID.
Crud.
I tested positive for COVID, but it was like a really bad flu. Wasn't putting me on my death or anything. It just felt like crap for a few days.
The thing for me is I just felt exhausted.
Feel that way. It's been 2 weeks.
Several weeks to get over it.
Not using it as the excuse. I did learn one thing, though, because everything's slowing down with the COVID and the testing, and they basically, you don't get the services like you did. You can't just go out and get tested and all of that. But they haven't changed any of the protocols. So, you know, to go into some places, they have you tested positive in the last 14 days? Yeah. Show us your note. Like, well, where do I get one? Because my doctor sure as heck's not going to give me one.
He's the right hand, don't know what the left hand is doing.
You know, the old FUBAR, typical government stuff. So, I've already made up my mind. If I get sick again, I had the flu.
Too much.
Now that I've gotten all my griping out.
I've been doing great. Business-wise, has been okay, but it's been very frustrating. Just tired of listening to everybody complain. Why ain't you got this? Getting mad at me because I don't have it, can't get it. You know the drill.
Got that big order I told you about. Now I've got their calling me constantly, having meetings with me constantly, because they want to help me.
Do what?
Get the deliveries faster.
I'm shipping. You can't make them build it any faster. I mean, that's just the way life is.
I've been in this situation before. It's just, I'm older now. I kind of like, I really don't care about what you think is an emergency.
I completely understand what you're saying.
I've got most of these customers trained now. Before they send me an order, they ask for the price, because the price seems to be changing daily.
Set of sockets, I don't know, three times about a week apart, and it had three different prices on it.
N6CLX for that identification. And just for the heck of it, I was thinking maybe I'll upgrade my hotspot for DMR and go to a dual band. That was a shocker. I bought mine 2 years ago, and they're 50% more.
That is just 50% more to me.
Most of that price increase is because of the Raspberry Pi Zero that's in there. But, what are you going to do?
The price has to come down, or you're going to pay it, or do without. One of the three.
Car, you know, it's like bad timing to have to buy a used car. Of course, I got more money out of the Jeep, but whatever, you know, you got to have a car.
The tool truck I'm driving, I paid way more than what it was worth 2 years before I bought it. But, you know, I had to have it. I don't have another year and a half to 2 years to wait on one. So I had to pony up to the table and pay it.
You know, they like talking about all the inflation and everything. It's like, well, if I'm going to the grocery store and I want some milk, I'm buying it. Does it really matter what the price is?
Point, that's the way it works, but at a certain point, you got to start cutting things out that you aren't a necessity when you can't afford it.
For instance, time driving home. I'm driving slower now, so I use less fuel.
Can't tell that fuel is an issue for most of these people out here on the roads. I think they're driving faster and crazier.
A lot of expensive SUVs with windows down lately. Close to the QTH. I'll be pulling in. So I might as well just say 73 now. And have a safe drive home, Patrick. N6CLX. I'll clear any funds.
Good to talk to you again this afternoon. Glad you're feeling better. Hope you continue to feel better and stay safe on the way home. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.